Driving home one morning after closing down the bar, had a little problem with some gizmo on the car, so I pulled alongside a dark stretch of road. I might have passed out once or twice, if the truth be told. So I don't know if what happened next was real, but I won't forget the way it made me feel. I saw a pair of headlights shining in the rearview mirror. Shadowy silhouettes suddenly appeared. I confess that I was what you might call legally impaired. That may be why I don't remember feeling scared as I raised my heavy head. A voice outside the window said, "We're taking you to heaven." I said, "You go straight to hell. If you think I'm giving up the ghost, you don't know me well." And while I haven't always been a model citizen, there's a lot of life left in me, and by life I'm talking sin. Funny, he didn't seem all that surprised. Said, "I just thought you should see with your own eyes that we're all bozos on this bus, and you're just one of us. We're throwdowns from a human race, and we've been saving you a place. Now don't you make a fuss, come join the bozos on the bus." I opened up the car door and stepped on outside. I was in no state to run, there was no place to hide. Several strangers stood there in their raggedy attire, looking like some rejects from a tabernacle choir, with their harps and trumpets in their hands, cast-offs from some one-hit wonder band. Well, one of them came close to me and whispered in my ear, "You know why we've come, the reason that we're here. Someone has been calling for you from the great beyond. And since you don't contribute much on this side of the pond, why don't you just climb on board? This is one fare you can easily afford." Well, even in my hopelessly inebriated state, I was not about to give over control of my own fate. I needed to know about the how, the when, the why, and if getting on the bus meant that I was gonna die. 'Cause the driver better take another route. I still have earthly matters to sort out, and we're all bozos on this bus. I guess no one